I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Central Sulawesi, Indonesia, has been a hotbed for sectarian unrest. Despite that violence, the gospel will reach into areas never reached before. Back to the Bible International's Fran Salalahi, speaking from Indonesia, says they have all the approvals needed to go on the air in the world's largest Muslim nation.
Our main goal here to reach the unreached people, especially for the tribes, the Wana people, and the second is the Mori people. There are more than 20,000 the Wana people live in the coast, and that's our first target.
The team already has their studio and tower ready. The transmitter arrives in June. Next, last week we reported historic news for the persecuted church. The Alliance of 15 Mission Organizations, called the Religious Liberty Partnership, will benefit the persecuted church that often gets caught in the middle of many organizations offering aid. Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says this will help evangelism since the organizations can now combine their strengths.
I'm sure that it's only going to help the persecuted church in order to evangelize their nations more effectively, rather than if we're trying to run two different programs side by side.
You can pray for wisdom for the leaders and that the persecuted church will see fruits from the partnership. And Southern Baptist missionaries in Guinea are praising God and thanking fellow Christians for their prayers. In February, teams were evacuated and some were trapped in their homes due to violent protests. They asked that Christians pray for 20 days and the response was overwhelming. Now that the situation is calmed, Muslims are again flocking to Christian churches. The missionaries thank everyone who was and still is praying. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.